Dreamscape presents Lord Grizzly by Frederick Manford, narrated by Eric G. Dove. Preface. Although Hugh Glass was a real person whose most notable adventures occurred between 1822 and 1833, this book is a novel, not a history. The very first time I ran into the Hugh Glass legend, I knew that someday I would have to do something about it. Hugh's great wrestle with the grizzly, his desertion by friends, his fabulous crawl, his vengeful chase after the deserters and its outcome, all these things seized hold of my imagination. I saw Hugh and his agony. I saw his matted, grizzled beard, his flashing, grieving eyes, his torn, bleeding body, his godlike, stubborn manner. I saw all this not with the eye of an historian, but with the eye of a novelist. For the last 10 years, when I found the time, I sought out all the available accounts and legends of Hugh and the grizzly. Finally, last year, a plot, a way of going for Hugh, came to me that seemed to be true to the spirit of this vision I had of him. In a few instances, I did not follow what some claim as fact or the most plausible legend. There are many versions which conflict in part, though almost all versions agree on the three basic elements: the wrestle, the desertion and the crawl, and the showdown. But nowhere, so far as I know, did I go against the vision. Frederick F. Manford. Then went Samson down, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young